Parsha Shoftim deals largely with authority in the Jewish community, both religious and political. And towards the outset of the Parsha, we have a well-known section that deals with specifically the rabbinic authority and the religious authority of the Sanhedrin specifically. And the Torah tells us in a very famous Pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Apia Torah asher yerucha v'al mishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh. Whatever teaching they teach you, whatever ruling or judgment they issue, you must do, you must follow. Lo tosra min adavar asher yigidu lecha yimin u'smol. Do not deviate from any word that they tell you, right or left. And this is clearly investing the rabbinic authority with tremendous amount of authority. What is interesting and noticed by the various mefarshim is the fact that the last two words of the pasuk seem to be extra. What is added by those words, yamin u'smol, right or left? Clearly the authority and the need to listen to them would have been just as accurately and fully conveyed if the Torah just said, lo tosra min hadavar asher yigidu lecha. So why does the Torah add on, why does the verse add on those extra words right or left? So Rashi, basing himself on a comment of the Medrash in the Sifrei, explains very famously, afilu omrim lecha al yamin shu smol val smol shu yamin. Even if they get something wrong, they say about the right that it's left or about the left that it's right, even then, you must listen to them, an absolute authority. This is, as I say, the simple understanding of Rashi, based on his citation of the Sifrei. However, various mefarshim over the millennium have asked any one of one, two, or perhaps three different questions against Rashi. Number one is just logically, how is it possible? Why would it be? Why would the Torah want us to listen to the Chachamim if we knew they were wrong? Number two is if you look in the actual Sifrei, as I mentioned, the source and the origin of Rashi's comment is a Medrash, but if you look in the Medrash itself, there's a slight different formulation. Rashi seems to have just paraphrased, but the actual Sifrei seems to have a critical difference. There, the actual Sifrei is, afilu ma'arin bi'einehem ayimin shu smol val smol shu yimin. If it appears in your eyes that they made a mistake, but the clear implication is not that they actually made a mistake, but you think differently than they do. You think that they're making a mistake, but not that you know for sure. And therefore the implication is that if in fact you knew for sure they were making a mistake, maybe you wouldn't have to listen. And in fact, number three, that is the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, a different rabbinic source, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Masech Taharios, in which according to them, the Yerushalmi, the addition of the words Yaminu Smol is specifically Dafka coming to teach us that you only have to listen to them when they get it right, when they say that the right is right and the left is left. So according to that source, it's clear that you don't have to listen to them if they're making a mistake. So why logically and based on these other sources does it seem like Rashi is saying you have to listen to them even if you know they made a mistake? So the truth is that there are various mefarshim of Rashi who suggest based on these questions that you have to reinterpret Rashi in one way or another. And that's worth keeping in mind. What is interesting is the presentation of Ramban. Ramban, in a very characteristically brilliant and insightful piece, even though it's not that long, but there's a lot going on, the Ramban addresses, I think, these issues. But as I say, it's somewhat complicated and very, very sophisticated, because even though it's not a long piece, I would break the Ramban down into three different sections. And in the beginning and the end of the piece, both in the beginning and the end, Ramban seems to make clear that he thinks the pasuk is talking about a situation in which you think that the Chachamim made a mistake, that it appears that they made a mistake, but not that they actually did. Towards the beginning, the Ramban says, afilu tachshov belibcha, you think that they made a mistake. Or towards the end of the piece, the Ramban quotes the Sifrei, which we mentioned before. The Sifrei itself says, ma'arin b'nehem, it appears that they made a mistake, but not that they made a mistake. Moreover, the Ramban is explicit that the Chachamim are the beneficiaries of a special hashkacha, a special divine providence, a divine spirit that helps guarantee that they won't make a mistake. Ruach Hashem Yisbarach al Masharse Mikacho Lo Yazav Es Chasidav Li'olam Nishmeru Min Atos Min Amichshol. They are protected with Hashkacha and divine presence and divine spirit, not to allow them not to make a mistake. So, in that case, the pasuk is again understood that even if you think they're making a mistake, trust them that in fact they're not making a mistake. They have hashkacha, they're learned, they're brilliant, etc. But the main thing is that they have hashkacha from Hashem, who's helping them. And therefore, trust them that it's probably you made the mistake, not them. However, in the middle of those two things, the Ramban actually seems to go with Rashi's approach, and in fact, seems to say that you have to listen to the Chachamim, Afilu yitu, even if they make a mistake. Now, while it's not 100% clear if the Ramban is just quoting Rashi here, or if he is on some level adopting the position of Rashi, but either way, it begs the question, why would it be? Why would we have to listen to the rabbis, afilu yitu, even if you know they made a mistake? And the Ramban addresses this question explicitly. And the Ramban actually gives a very profound and important answer. Says the Ramban, it's the nature of Torah, certainly Torah Shebichtav, the way it was given over, it's finite, it can be in places terse and ambiguous. And the nature of Torah is that there are going to be different people who over the centuries will interpret and reinterpret and disagree with each other on how to exactly understand the psukim and what the Torah and therefore halacha wants from us. Lo yishtavu hadeos b'chal dvarim hanoladim, says the Ramban. There's no way everyone, all the chachamim, are going to agree. And therefore, if we didn't have a central address, if we didn't have a single address, a single authority to the end to decide what is the right and wrong interpretation, yirbu hamachlokes v'tasa Torah kama toros. We'd have complete disunity, we'd even have chaos. We wouldn't know what the Torah is, what the Judaism is, what halacha is. We'd have no way of moving forward. It'd be, paralysis by analysis. There'd be too many different interpretations. We wouldn't know how to move forward. And therefore, the Torah tells us, in fact, lo tasur, even if it turns out it's unlikely, but if it turns out they made a mistake, it's still in the greater scheme of things, in the big picture, it's more important to vest central authority in this rabbinic body and listen to them, even in the likely case they made a mistake, because the alternative would be to have complete chaos and a total lack of unity. And therefore, it's something very, very fascinating that emerges from the Ramban. We have on the one hand what seems to be his view, that they won't make a mistake, and therefore it's just about the appearances. But we also have an interpretation that even if they did make a mistake, it's still better to listen to them in order to preserve Jewish unity.